Matt Greenwood with you on KJEV Sports Talk. We are speaking to Northwest Volleyball head coach Deborah Fortner. Now, just a few days ago, the Northwest Lions volleyball team did something pretty impressive at the SEMO Dig for Life Volleyball Challenge. Of course, that's a tournament down at Cape Girardeau at Southeast Missouri State University. There's like 50-some-odd schools that go and participate. They get broken up into pool play, and then however pool play results go, they get put into brackets and all this and all that. Well, Northwest performed quite well, to say the least. They went and won 8 matches and dropped 2 sets during the entire thing. And Coach Fortner is here with us to talk about that performance. Coach, you wind up winning the Red Division Gold Finals over a very tough Park Hills team. But, yeah, this first experience for you and the girls at the SEMO Dig for Life Challenge. Obviously, you guys were pretty happy with that, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, it was a new tournament for us. We were looking for something to get into because we had some conflicts with our other tournaments. So, yeah, we went down there, and they played really well. You know, our pool play, we played some tough teams on day 2 in our pool play and then come out. I mean, they played for 13 hours on Saturday. Started at 8:50, and we got done at 9:30 and played, you know, 6 matches, which, I mean, that's pretty tough to do.
So, I mean, you didn't even drop any sets until it came to the semifinals. Arcadia Valley obviously gave you a much better match the second time around, and then you drop one against Park Hills. But honestly, it really was quite an impressive performance. What was just key? What were some of the keys to you guys being able to do as well as you did?
You know, Arcadia Valley is a good team, and, you know, Park Hills both are good teams. And our defense really helped us out. Taylor Hasbrook is our senior libero, and she's one of the best in the state. She just makes it look easy. She can read. She can get to about anything. You know, and they just really started playing with a lot of confidence. And when that happens, you know, they really did a good job. They just played together, and everything kind of worked.
And Coach, since this was the very first time you guys had participated, obviously you have expectations as to how you want to do as a team, but you don't really necessarily know the talent that you're going to be going up against. So how did you guys prepare for sort of going in there blind, if you will?
You know, we've talked a lot about just taking care of what's on our side of the net. And if we take care of what's on our side of the net, then, you know, we should be in a lot of games and win a lot of games. This is a new year for a lot of these kids. I lost, you know, basically all my offense last year. So, you know, replacing that is huge, and they're finally kind of coming into their own. I had done a little research on those teams, I'm not going to lie. You know, I contacted some coaches I knew to get, you know, just a little background on each one of them. So I kind of knew going in a little bit, but not like I do the teams here in St. Louis.
Right. No, definitely. as far as matches go, as far as what you came away most impressed with, when it came to the performance of your girls, what match or matches kind of stood out to you as maybe what you can look forward to for the rest of this year?
I would have to say the Arcadia Valley match and even the Park Hills, both of those. You know, we had beaten Arcadia again, you know, in full play, and it's hard to beat a team twice. You know, we lost the second set, and they could have folded because I know they were tired, but they didn't. You know, we got a little chippy in that second game, and so they really wanted to come out and, you know, really win the third game. And then again at Park Hill Central, you know, we beat them the first game, lost the second game 25-11. They could have folded and just given up there too, but came out and served. You know, our serving is really good and aggressive, and, you know, so our defense and, you know, those two things keep us in games.
All right, very well. Let's talk about the team now that we can transition into that. You mentioned great servers. You mentioned Taylor Hasbrook as a libero that just knows what to do. So, Coach Fortner, give us a look into some of the players on your team.
We have our setter returning, Jill Schmoll. She's a junior, and she does a great job. Her hands have gotten a ton better, and she's a good athlete. She's a smart setter. We have Erica Shamel, who's a senior. She's a middle blocker, and she's fun to watch jump. She's fun to watch block. She gets across the net quick, and, you know, this year her offense has really turned around, and so she's another kid that we can go to. Maureen Matthews is a junior. She, you know, and this is probably the biggest team I've ever had. I got 4 kids that are standing 6 foot tall. And so, you know, we're kind of loaded there. And, you know, and they're all just kind of coming around. We have a lefty, Alyssa Jones. She can play any position. Hits well out of the back row, plays defense. She's really come along for us, too, because, you know, that people don't see a lot of lefties running that type of stuff. Tori Strange is a sophomore, and Lizzie Vermillions are outside. They're sophomores. And they, you know, they really, they're gaining confidence and starting to look pretty strong as well.
All right, awesome deal. Coach, last year, I know you said you lost quite a bit of your offense from last season. Going into this year, you guys got flipped from District 8 all the way to District 2 in Class 4. You guys have kind of been bouncing around left and right over the last several years. Last year was a tough loss, I know, for you guys to Eureka in the Class 4 District 8 finals. You're in a district that, just based on the talent that seems to be in it, it seems like it might be really tough to win another district. But, I mean, your team, year in and year out, Coach, wins 25-plus matches. So talk about what's going to make the difference between, you know, a loss in a district final from last year and having a district championship this year.
You know, we're really going to have to focus on our defense. You know, last year we had kids that could just get up and put a ball down. This year, you know, as of right now, we don't. I think by the end of the year we will. You know, we've been in a district that's had the state champ in it for the past, you know, 8 years or 7 years, you know, since I've been there. But this is a good switch for us, you know, and we'll just see how it goes from there. You know, we're gonna have to play good defense. We're going to have to, you know, be on our A game, but I think it'll be a fun district to be in.
All right, very well. Coach Fortner, great talking to you. Great meeting you. Pleasure following the Northwest volleyball team in the SEMO Dig for Life Challenge, and congratulations on winning the whole thing.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, that is Deborah Fortner, Northwest Volleyball Head Coach, joining us here on KJ Sports Talk.